Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, here is Mandy. Good morning, Mandy. You are on Q100.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay.
Well, you sound like you have your tail between your legs.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about what to do here.
All right, so what happened?
Okay, so I moved out of town for a while for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept in touch with my friends, but not that close because we weren't in the same city. We weren't spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
But I came back at the beginning of this year for work, and, I met this guy that was just a hookup guy. I mean, it's fun. I met him we have this thing after work at a restaurant on Thursdays, and he was there. Anyway, so I started hooking up with him, he's the kind of guy that I'll call if I have a couple of drinks. No, but I don't have really any expectations of him or really want it to go any farther. Like, we're not dating. We're just hooking up. And then I was getting together with one of my friends who was, like, my best friend when I was living in Atlanta before. And we were catching up. I didn't really know all this stuff. And she started telling me about this guy that she was so upset over because it didn't work out with him. And she's like, it was a while ago, but she can't let it go. And it just upsets her so much. And I'm finding out as she's describing that it's the same guy, which I can't believe, because what are the chances of unrelated that I met him? So now I feel I kind of want to still hook up with them. They're not together anymore or anything like that. But at the same time, I sort of feel bad. Like, should I just stop hooking up with him because she hates him so much and he hurt her, you know?
And it's not a serious thing for you, so.
But
no,
still.
It's not a serious thing for me. I like it. I like it a lot. I like having someone to call.
But how good of a friend is this? Because she's eventually going to find out.
When I was living here before, we were really like best friends. We did everything together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we did kind of fall out of touch, and we would just, you know, say hey here and there, like on Facebook or something like that.
So this is not a girl that you'll see or talk to once a week?
Well, I think that I would, because I'd like to be close to her again.
But it's just not back to where it was before, quite yet.
Well, no, you know, like when I got back, I was still just getting settled in with the job, and like I'm just getting back in touch with her now.
I'm surprised that while she's describing this guy, like that you didn't tell her right then in the conversation, like, oh my God.
Could have nipped this in the
same
butt
guy.
Immediately.
Because I'm wondering, like, which part of the story or which revelation did it finally click to you that this was the same guy? Like, obviously, same first name. Mm-hmm. And then, like, what detail was it that she shared where you went, oh, this is the same dude.
Yeah.
I think it was when she said where he worked.
Okay. Okay.
Because also, like, some things about him, like, describing him.
I'm just surprised that you didn't say it right there in the moment, like, OMG, like what in the world? Right. I can't believe this happened, because that'd be really hard to keep that poker face.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the friend already knows?
Do you think, I don't think she
knows
at all.
No, I don't think so.
No.
You don't think
girls don't hold back like that. No, right. Especially if it's her Antichrist.
Yeah, no.
That would be, as soon as she found out, her first phone call would be to Mandy.
Here is Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. You are part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Okay, thanks.
She needs to leave it alone, and I'm talking from experience. Two things. Okay. Make sure that he doesn't know, because that would be like a huge notch for him.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, yeah. Make sure he yeah. doesn't know. Second, I've been through this. Just, it's not worth it. It's her wonderfulness is your, like, hookup. So leave it alone. You're going to lose a friend. For nothing.
Yeah,
for
like,
a booty call.
What are the chances that you and this guy are going to be really long-term? You guys are in the beginning of this relationship. So many different things can still go wrong at this point. If you really, really respect your friendship, then you'll just dump this guy and not think twice about it.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me, too, that I would take it as a red flag. Like, if she was in a relationship with him and he ended up being the Antichrist, there's a part of me that's like, really? In a relationship, he may, you know, kind of be a jerk. So why even pursue it?
Of course, you never know what she did to... Spawn
true,
the
but in my mind, I would think, you know, maybe he's not this great guy.
Hey, Carrie, good morning.
Hey, Burt Show.
Hey, Carrie Show. Well, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, y'all.
What's going on?
Okay, either the friend knows or the guy knows. I think they do, and the friend is just kind of passively, aggressively trying to get her to not date him.
No,
somebody knows.
I don't think so.
Well, the guy, that has nothing to do with anything.
I think the girl.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't know, like, why would you say the guy knows? Like,
I don't know. I mean, my first thought is that the friend knows.
Really?
That she's dating her ex. And, I mean, regardless, if the guy's an Antichrist, you still don't want your homegirl to be dating your ex. You know? So I think she
would not want that, but I don't think she would be passive-aggressive about it. Somebody that makes you that emotional, that, you know, they broke
up
a while ago and she's still so hung up on it that she's telling her friend who just came back into town about it. She doesn't know. There's no way that her friend knows.
It's possible, though, to have an Antichrist in your life that you never really dated. You know what I mean? Like,
God. I had friends in college that were that way about, like, guys that they just, like, chose to be obsessed with.
Oh, right. Okay, and the guy didn't really do anything.
No.
He just wasn't involved. And
yeah,
the
guy was never in a relationship with them. And
you hook
they
up
just,
one,
like,
yeah, hook up
nuts.
Once at a bar.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, my God, we got to go back to, you know, Moondogs, because Bird's going to be there. We got to go. And then hover around. You see those
girls. God,
I hate they end up crying at 2:30 in the morning.
Right, because you never talked to her, yet you didn't even know they were there to see you.
Right.
Like, so if that was the situation, then I think Mandy hears you keep doing what you were doing. It doesn't matter.
It just depends.
Hey, Kate, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
So this almost the same exact situation happened to me earlier this year. And it's actually my roommate who I've known since like first grade. And she went to Georgia with a guy and hooked up with him for about 3 years there. And I knew this. And when I moved here, I became friends with him and swore that I wouldn't, you know, let anything happen, but of course it did, and we ended up hooking up for about 3 months, and I didn't tell her, and then I just felt so guilty about it that one day I just sat down and started bawling, and it ended up working out fine, because she told me, you know, he's actually an awful guy, so it's fine that you're dating him now, I'm not dating him now, but we just kind of made amends with it, and it worked out well for everyone.
Thank you for calling. What did she say?
Well said.
Yeah.
She was dating her friend's Antichrist, and then it ended up not working out, but the friend was happy she was dating him.
Yeah, she said he's a jerk, so you can have him.
I think you just got to define how much you really dig this guy and how much you define, you know, how deep your friendship is with this girl. I mean, it's a pretty slam dunk decision.
Yeah. You can't successfully have both.
No.
No.
Ain't going to happen.
Okay. I guess I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Mandy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, she's not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
No.
I felt empty by that whole conversation. I don't know that I even followed it correctly from the beginning, because it didn't seem like that big a deal. It seemed like a pretty easy decision.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she's so conflicted.
Well, I guarantee if we call her back One week from today, she's still going to be seeing the guy.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, sometimes
the hookup is that good, Bert.
You just need it.
Well, then you don't call the radio station and ask. Yeah. You know it's that good. Don't call us. Keep going back. It's probably not going to happen again for a while.
Don't discourage people from calling us with their drama.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.